The Bird Show.
All right, this is something that I actually brought up during the running of the brides, because there was a statistic that showed that like 75 or 80% of women, if you got them alone and you ask them if they were happy with the way that their men proposed marriage to them, they said no. They
really?
Said no. Yeah, it's like 8 in 10 women.
Yeah. So they didn't like their proposal story, or they've like recrafted it to retell it or something?
Well, they didn't like it. They just didn't like the way that their men proposed. Like they were expecting something a little bit more over the top, or something a little bit more romantic, or something a little bit more special. Either way, 8 in 10 women are not happy with the way that their men are proposing marriage to them. And intern Jen here heard a story a couple of weeks ago, kind of hit
home. It was actually a few months ago. One of my friends from high school got engaged back in the fall. And of course, the first question you want to ask the person is, how'd they do it? The second question is, what's the ring look like? But to me, more importantly, I want to know, what's the romantic, cute little story that he, you know, thought up for you? And when I asked her how he proposed, she was like, well, he came and picked me up and we were driving around and he just kind of pulled over and proposed.
Oh, no.
There was no story. There was no speech. It was just like, hey, will you marry me? And they've been dating for 3 or 4 years, so it's not like he didn't have time to think it up, and it's not like it was spontaneous. He planned on doing it. He just had no plan.
He pulled over on the side of the road.
I don't know exactly where they pulled over, but I think they pulled over into a park or something.
Man.
But he didn't plan a picnic. He didn't plan, you know, a speech. You got to have something to go with there.
I mean, just
nothing.
The only thing I associate pulling over for is either having to pee or puking. You know, and not a proposal.
Well, let's give them the benefit of the doubt. Like, let's say they met in that park, or it somehow holds something special. No?
They didn't.
Nothing,
no.
Not even.
And he wasn't deployed to Iraq?
No,
right,
nothing.
Before that? Okay.
Nothing.
Because I thought, you know, if you're leaving for the military or something, you had to get married in a hurry, maybe I'd get that, not having as great of a story.
Because
I understand that.
Hey, Adrian?
Yeah?
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, God, I know my husband's going to be listening to this.
Well, maybe he should if this is a bad story. Call him out.
I was living in New York, and he was here, and we had been doing the long-distance thing, and we had known each other for a very long time. We had dated, and then we had just been friends, and then we were reconnecting, and it was just kind of decided, you know, come move down here to Atlanta and we'll get married. But there was never an official proposal.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved down here and, you know, he's a really practical guy, which is great. And he's like, I don't know anything about jewelry. Come with me and let's pick out a ring. And I was like, all right. And I had a family diamond that I wanted to wear. So mm-hmm. I said, oh, and here's the diamond. I pretty much did it. You know, we did it together. But there was never an official proposal.
And you just, I mean, and
you
she,
hold that.
And she gave him justification. Well, he's a practical guy. Yeah. No, don't make excuses for him. He kind of, you know, didn't pick it up. I have a bad story. One of my best friends who got engaged, and I think they've since changed their story, but I was, my husband and I were the first ones to hear about them getting engaged. And the story was, well, it was her birthday, and I've been wanting to get engaged for a while. I've been thinking about, you know, trying to pick a good day and a good moment to do it, and I didn't have anything for her birthday.
Oh, no.
So it was like an alternate birthday present. Like, he was like, well, just go ahead and, like, kind of knock them both out at the same time and just go ahead and propose.
And she knows that?
Yeah, and she knows, but we were, like, the first ones they told the story to, so I think that the story has since changed, and, of course, I would never correct them, but we were the first ones to hear it, and I think by our reaction, kind of like, wide-eyed looking at them, I think they realized they need to change that story a little bit later. Oh, hey, so sad.
Because you got to remember, you can't shortcut this, guys. We can't shortcut this.
This is your time. This is the guy's time. The wedding is the bride's time. The proposal is the groom's time. This is your time to shine.
Hey, Angela.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Good morning.
Me and my husband, when he, well, he didn't propose to me, actually. We were at a friend's house. He had two chances, actually. And he went and got my rings at a pawn shop. Well, that was fine, you know. And I knew we didn't have a lot of money and that we could do it, you know, get more rings later.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we were at a friend's house. He just hands me these rings. And his friend asked me, he said, Amanda, what is that? I was like, well, I don't know, because I was pissed off by that time. I was like, you know, I don't know. And so later on, about a week later, I looked underneath the rings. There was somebody else's name underneath the rings.
Oh, no. So he went to the pawn shop, gets the rings, and when he gives it to you, somebody else had their engravement in it already?
Yes. And so we actually went back and we got, you know, more expensive rings or whatever. And he did it the exact same way again, just handed it to me, never asked me to marry him.
Really? So that's the, here's the thing, and here's how we're figuring it, is that, guys, we need rules. We need a set, we need like a document to tell us exactly what to do and what not to do so we don't mess these things up, all right? And we started this a couple of weeks ago, the Burt Show's Idiots Guides. I think it started a couple of weeks ago with Phil.
Yeah, we did the Idiot's Guide to Traveling with Your Girlfriend.
So I think what we got to do today is we have to spend a couple of times to do the Burt Show's Idiot's Guide to Marriage Proposals.
I love it.
All right, so women call up and think about like if we're making this book, and guys would pick it up and read it, like the 10 things that they absolutely must know about proposals to make it really, really special for you guys. Do you have a good example to start with?
Well, I love my proposal story. My husband took me to a place that I had spent every summer growing up, my summer camp, and we hiked a mountain that I had hiked my whole life, and he proposed on top of the mountain.
So not necessarily the story, but what do we get out of that? Like, it should be something from her past.
What's
like,
a rule?
As the rule to that is what?
Oh, I gotcha. One of the rules, just make it something special that she's told you in the past.
Some kind of...
So listen, you have to listen.
Listen and connect it to a story she's told you in the past.
Okay, so that would be like the first rule of the Idiot's Guide to Marriage Proposals. You have an idea here, Melissa?
Well, it was based on the last caller who said her, you know, fiancé or her husband had done it at a friend's party and just handed her the ring. My thing is do it in private. Like, in some way, you know, whether it, even if it's in a restaurant or even, at least it's private between the two of you and there's not anybody else in the immediate vicinity.
So no big family kind of thing? Like you propose in front of the whole family?
What about that diamond commercial where he gets the family together and they're all hiding behind the newspapers on the steps?
I mean,
and he reproposes.
We don't have to put it on
the
list.
I like that one because it's a repropose. But I like what Melissa's saying. I think something private, and then you go make the announcement together in front of your family.
Unless it's a special circumstance, make it private.
Yeah,
that makes it safe.
Yeah.
Good morning, Michelle. You're on all the hits Q100.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
Okay, you would think this would be common sense, but I guess not. Have a ring.
That's a good one.
There you go.
My husband proposed to me in a bar with a bar straw made into a ring.
Oh, dude.
Now, I guess on one hand, that could be endearing, but on another hand, you're like, no, not at all?
Depends on the bar. What was the bar?
It was the bar back up in Massachusetts.
Yeah, what's the name?
Just a small little hole in the wall.
The name of it is going to be very telling.
I don't even remember. Oh, the post office. The post office
Yeah. I got engaged at the post office with a straw.
Yeah, nope.
All right, so have a ring. It seems like the most basic thing for an Idiot's Guide to Marriage Proposals. RJ, good morning.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Well, this is kind of playing off a little bit about what Jen was saying. I think a very important thing is planning. A lot of times guys are just out with their buddies. They're like, yeah, I'm going to go home and do it. You know, no, don't do that. Take a little time, put something together, maybe run it past, you know, some friends or parents to sound, you know, find out if that's going to work out, and then do it. You know, it shouldn't be... Spur of the moment is good, but something that'll give a story that she'll have to tell, you know, friends, family, her children one day, I think is very important.
I agree with that one. Pre-planning is a good one. Another one is take a knee.
Take a knee, for sure. Take a knee, really? Oh,
yeah. For sure, take a knee.
Good point.
404-741-1005. Good morning, Jennifer, the Idiot's Guide to Marriage Proposals.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Good, okay. My suggestion is my husband... We didn't have a really over-the-top proposal, but what I found out later meant more that he took time out to study a little bit about what diamonds, you know, the different classes of diamonds and the colors and all that, and he got a good understanding and gave me a perfect diamond. It's not huge, but it's perfect, and that meant a lot. I mean, you know, you can forget, you know, you get Alzheimer's one day and you forget how you were proposed to, but you can't forget the... The diamonds you got on your finger.
If you hear that once, you hear it a million times.
And plus, once you get the Alzheimer's, you look at your hands like you're seeing it again for the first time.
Every time.
Exactly.
Well, so you might as well make it one that you love.
Well, I'm not sure about the ending there, but I think that her point in doing the research on diamonds, you know, get educated, I think is a good thing.
Research diamonds.
Research.
Think of Alzheimer's.
Look at that. I'm engaged.
Hey, Amanda.
Yes. The guy actually needs to ask the question.
Okay.
Will you marry me?
Yeah. Did you not get that?
I'm sorry. My husband got me this big old box with a bunch of his family's wrapping paper in it with a brick. And I turn around and I was like, honey, there's nothing in here. And he's down on one knee and just says, do I even have to ask?
Oh, no. You see, you got to make it special. You got to say the words. Do I even have to ask?
Yeah, the answer is yes.
Don't put me to the trouble of having to ask you to marry me.
Yeah, four words have to be included in your proposal, and those are, will you marry me? The four words. That's simple, guys.
Seems pretty basic. Good morning, Jennifer. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Good morning.
Hi.
Pick a date that's significant.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Significant to your relationship, not just, you know, the cliche of Valentine's Day.
Again, this kind of goes back to what Jen was saying about it. It should be sentimental in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, but a sentimental date, like the date you first started dating or the day you said the L-bomb. Phil, what was that?
L-bomb. I had a friend who, I mean, still smartest man that I know, proposed marriage on April Fool's Day. So that at any point, if he decided he didn't want to get married, he could just say, yeah, it's just...
Yeah, that's hilarious. I bet she found that to be very, very funny. Hey, Kim?
Yeah?
Idiot's Guide to Marriage Proposals.
Hey guys, how are y'all?
Good.
This is not so much as a suggestion as it is a warning. And Jeff, it's not because we're demanding. It's maybe because maybe a lot of men are lazy.
8 in 10.
Yeah.
And the warning is, if the proposal is boring, you can pretty much suggest that the sex life is going to be boring and unimaginative also.
As a general rule, now that goes with the statistics that we've talked about before also, that 2 in 10...
If they can't think of anything special on that, they certainly, you know, long-term marriage.
Yeah, it's the exact same statistic because you guys have told us.
Yep, right. It's that 8 in 10 aren't good in bed.
Right.
I'll give you one that Bert violated.
Okay.
Don't do it in conjunction with another person's event.
Yeah, probably not. What Jeff is talking about is that I proposed after Stacy's brother's graduation.
Yeah.
He had already graduated, but I proposed that night. We didn't tell anybody until the next morning. So I think that's probably good because you don't want to take it away from anybody else.
Right. You want it to be completely your day. And ask the dad.
It's another one I violated.
If possible.
I didn't ask the dad.
Some women don't have dads around anymore. So if possible, if her dad's in her life, if they have a relationship,
or
I think ask
dad. Or ask the mom if the dad's not there.
My attitude back then was, what's it going to matter? It seems so fake that if I ask him and he says no, I'm going to propose anyway. But A, he was going to say yes. And B, now that I look back at it and I've become close to her dad, I'm sorry that I robbed him of that. Because it's only going to happen for him one time, theoretically.
And I just think that that's where, I mean, a proposal is where you think outside yourself. For a guy, I mean, that may be hard for some guys, but like you, I mean, like, well, I'm going to propose to her anyway. Well, you know, you think outside yourself. This is more than just about you.
Yeah, now that I'm a dad, I realize how important it would have been to him. I'm bummed I didn't ask him. Good morning, Camille.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you guys?
Good, thank you.
I just had a quick anecdote. You guys remember Stepmom?
The movie Stepmom was just on.
Yes.
It's Julia Roberts and Susan Sarandon.
Where he did a string thing and he put the ring on the finger on the string. That was cute.
Yeah, and that was simple, but not too over the top or anything like that, but just really, you know, sentimental.
So something, it can be simple, but it just, again, has to tie into sentimentality.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was the words that he said along with the fact that he dropped the ring on the string and pretty much said, spend, you know, the rest of my life with you.
Effort, effort, effort. Now, Phil here has a theory about his proposal, and I think you're walking down another road to failure here.
Another. I already know how I'm going to propose to whoever I marry. I already have my entire proposal planned out.
No. See, look, did you see that reaction? It's like you got a paper cut in the eye.
No, because this is...
No, that's like generic proposal 101.
No,
can't do that.
See, you don't know, though, because it is probably one of the most... like romantic spots I've ever been to in my entire life. And my theory is...
With who?
Well, it was with nobody.
Okay.
I've just been there. It's somewhere I've been before. And I'd love to go back. And my theory is, when I find the girl that I'm going to marry, and I know I'm going to spend the rest of my life with her, we're going to have, you know, we're obviously going to have a lot in common. And I think if I find this spot as romantic as I do, that my hope is that she will too.
No. I think you got to cater it to the woman you're going to marry, man. You're like so focused right now.
But I think if
if she's going to be my wife,
it's a very romantic, sweet,
I'm sure
beautiful
it is.
Spot.
Okay, take her there on a picnic, right? if you guys have a great time there and it's something significant that becomes a sentimental part of your relationship in the future, then I would say it's okay. But you can't just take her somewhere random and propose and it's like fill in bride here.
And if one girl there, it's out for any future
engagement.
Exactly. I've never had another female
Sanford
with me.
Sanford Stadium is not a place to propose to a woman.
All right.
Sorry.
The pub after the Georgia-Florida game in Jacksonville. Consider it done. Hey, The Bird Show.